Welcome to 70s Beatles.
I'm Kate.
And I'm Scott. On this podcast, we take a solo album from each of the former Beatles, and taking turns, we each pick songs to fill up what would be our theoretical, hypothetical, what if the Beatles stayed together album. Using John's own suggested template of four songs apiece for George, Paul, and himself, as well as one or two Ringo tunes, we build out our individual albums. After a month or so, we go back and, using Spotify data, calculate the percentage increase in the number of plays for each track. We then total these percentages and see which one of us is holding the winning album.
And our newest winner will be announced today. This is the results episode for our fifth batch of albums. The albums we chose from our songs were Band on the Run by Paul McCartney and Wings, Walls and Bridges by John Lennon, Dark Horse by George Harrison, and Ringo's singles, Oh My My, Only You and You Alone, Step Lightly, and Call Me.
Well, let's recap our picks from last episode.
So, my album, which I opted to call And You Alone, which is like the alternative title for the Ringo single, figured I hadn't named an album after a Ringo song yet, and I thought that had a cool ring to it.
Indeed.
So I started side one with Jet by Paul. And then, I don't know, I'm a big fan of like the title track as the second song. So I did Only You and You Alone as the second one. And then we kind of flow into John territory with Number 9 Dream. And then I did It Is He from George. And then Beef Jerky from John. Let Me Roll It from Paul. And then I closed out side one with Dark Horse. Kicked off side two with a double Paul. I did Bluebird and then Picasso's Last Words. I felt like those had to be next to each other. And then I did Oh My My and then Harry's on Tour, Far East Man, closed it out with Old Dirt Road. And then the last song on the track is Ya Ya.
Ya. Yeah, you can't really put Ya Ya anywhere but at the end because it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Exactly. As I was putting it together, I was like, you know, everything else can kind of be swayed, but Ya Ya definitely has to go at the end.
Well, for my album, I called it just Beatles 10, because for some reason in 1974, Capitol Records was very big on the 10th anniversary of the Beatles coming to America, which, of course, the Beatles themselves saw as, you know, later in their career. But I thought I'd call it 10 anyway, because they had some cool graphics made for that, so I just slapped one of those on you. And I open the album with Going Down on Love, much like Walls and Bridges. From there I go to Simply Shady, Mamounia, Step Lightly, Steel and Glass, So Sad, and I close the side with Band on the Run. So that's a little more of a upbeat side. Then flip it over for side two, and it starts out with Nobody Loves You When You're Down and Out, followed by everyone's favorite Ding Dong Ding Dong, Mrs. Vanderbilt, Call Me, Bless You, Maya Love, and much like Ya Ya, it has to go on the final spot. It's 1985.
Yeah. I like how you sort of cleverly hid Ding Dong Ding Dong in there. That's a good spot for it.
Well, it had to go somewhere.
Yeah. All right. To hear our full selection process, check out the episode prior. To listen to our albums that we made, check out the Spotify playlists linked in the episode notes. You can also track the Spotify data along with us, because we've linked our tracker in the episode notes as well. We thought of everything for you guys. You are so welcome.
So in this results episode, we're going to, of course, announce our Spotify data winner. We're also going to get into some other fun data we've accumulated along the way. We'll find the top performing songs for each respective Beatle and look at the top three performing songs overall. Then we'll round it all out with a segment we call Beatles in the News. So let's get into it.
All right. It looks like our winner this round is Scott. Congratulations, woo-hoo! Scott. You won with 138.7 to my 126.84. So this is a pretty good margin here.
Yeah.
That's a 12-point margin. Is that the biggest that we've had so far?
Probably since the first round, yeah. The first round, you cream me, and you're still the overall winner because of that. You've got like 802.31, while I've got 778.28. So I'm still catching up,
yeah.
But I won this round, so that'll definitely help.
Yeah, that means you get first pick in the next batch of albums that we go into, which will be good, I think.
Could be handy, you know. There's some interesting albums next time around. But before we get into our top performers, let's clarify what we mean by the top performers, which is the songs that had the most plays on Spotify over the allotted period of time. And this time we got Whatever Gets You Through the Night from John at a 1.25% increase. Bluebird by Paul had a 1.5% increase. Far East Man had a 1.32% increase. And Ringo's Call Me jumped up by 1%.
Interesting picks here.
Yeah. I mean, neither one of us took Whatever Gets You Through the Night, so
that
will cost us both. But I didn't think that would be the big one this time around, since it never seemed to be that big of a hit, despite being number one.
Yeah.
But shows what we know.
Yeah. And usually I think around this time we can kind of like speculate on what's going on in the world currently over like the allotted period of time. So we're analyzing, this was kind of like over the summer, right? Or over the month of like July and August, to kind of like analyze like, okay, why are certain songs getting played more often than others? But honestly, for right now, I can't think of a single theory.
Yeah. Why Far East Man is doing well and anything, who knows? It's the wobble board. Everyone loves the wobble board.
Yeah.
Except I think that's on It Is He, Jayashree Krishna, not Far East Man. But, you know, I digress. Uh-oh. It's not the wobble board.
Maybe people thought it was on Far East Man,
exactly.
Like you thought it was on Far East Man.
They're looking for wobble board and are sorely disappointed.
Yes.
I noticed none of our rounds this time broke into the top three. We still have Ram On Reprise, Hold On, and The Ballad of Sir Frankie Crisp as our top three for any month that we've done this podcast, so that's I don't know if anything will unseat him at this point.
Yeah,
I seem pretty solidly stuck in there.
Yeah, I think that if this batch of albums didn't overturn that, then I find it really difficult to believe that anything from here on out might, which is interesting because they're all from the same round, right? These were all batch two.
Yeah, I think
is
so.
That, right?
That is weird. No, Hold On was from batch one, but yeah,
oh,
Batch
okay.
2 was a big one. People were excited. Maybe
yeah.
It was just a big month for people listening on Spotify.
So for our album increases overall, the top 7 to 8 didn't really change. Still got like Ram in the lead with 1.75 and then Red Rose Speedway. You can listen back to our other episodes for the full list, but I will note that Band on the Run cracked the top 10. It is now at 9 out of, we've covered 20 so far, so 9 out of 20. And then Walls and Bridges came in at spot 15 with a 0.92% increase. And Ringo beat himself in that he is now in spot 18, well, tied, I guess, for 17, with a 0.79% increase. So he beat his first single, which is in 20th place. And then Dark Horse is in 19th, 0.76% increase.
Yeah, it's not a big surprise that Dark Horse is down there, but I'm kind of surprised that Band on the Run didn't do better.
Yeah.
Again, maybe people were just busy.
I am too. I'm surprised that Band
on, you know, summer break or something and weren't listening to Spotify as much.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I don't really feel like Band on the Run is like a summer album, you know?
No, not really.
It would be interesting to think about like if we had done this over fall or winter, like if the numbers would have changed. Because I do feel like, I don't know, I definitely tend to gravitate towards Band on the Run in like the colder weather. I don't know why that is, but I just do.
It's probably a reason for it, but I don't know what it is. We do have an interactive poll up on our website, as well as our Facebook group. We've had votes this time around for a Big Barn Bed, My Love, Give Me Love, Peace on Earth, and Living in the Material World from the last batch. We also had listener John Montoya make a comment about asking whether we would be including singles recorded around this time in our rounds. And unfortunately, no, because, well, Paul is just so prolific, it's hard enough to keep up with him. So that's kind of why we decided not to do that. Plus, it just makes our lives a lot less hectic because there's just less to listen to. But if there were any singles you would have put on albums there, do you have any thoughts on that? Ones you would have liked to have had the opportunity to use?
Yeah, I mean, Live and Let Die for sure comes to mind. I think that that would have fit in well with this round here. And yeah, that's what comes to mind now. We could consider, like, we have that, you know, unreleased trial episode where we did a bunch of the singles from the Best Ofs album. So that exists, you know? Yeah,
that is out there. I mean, there is the possibility you'll hear that later. We'll have to go back and hear how bad that was. That was our first attempt at anything, so.
Yeah. How about you? Any singles that you're sorely missing?
Well, I was thinking that, you know, in batch three, if we had included Bangladesh by George and Give Ireland Back to the Irish by Paul, we could have built a somewhat political album that would have matched John's sometime in New York City. I don't know if it would have been better, but it would have at least felt less like John going off on a tangent and a little more cohesive. So that's something.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I don't think that we're there yet, but, and this isn't like singles, but just sort of on the topic of outside of like these sort of core albums that they did in their solo career. The Traveling Wilburys album is phenomenal. I think that's like late 70s. So like I said, I don't know if we're there yet, but that would have been really cool, I think, to like talk about and include, but, cause it's such a fun little project. And I think that it's so, I feel like off on a tangent from his line of albums that we have coming up here.
Yeah. It'd almost be easier to create a whole new podcast where we go through like Tom Petty and Roy Orbison albums and decide what would have made good Wilbury songs. Cause those do feel very of a piece. Those Wilbury albums.
Yeah. A spinoff.
There you go. Except Bob Dylan has a lot of albums. It would be a long podcast.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That would take forever.
Yes. Well, that sort of concludes what we've got for our statistics. Let's turn our attention to Beatles in the news. One of the first items I have here is Pete Best, former Beatles drummer before Ringo, has turned the Casbah Club, a Liverpool venue the Beatles used to frequent during their early years, into an Airbnb. So you can spend the night in a building that used to be a place that the Beatles used to play. There's even rooms named after each of the Beatles, but not Ringo.
Not Ringo?
Not Ringo, because Ringo never played there. They only played there with Pete Best.
Oh, right. Okay.
It was owned by Pete Best's mother. So, oddly enough, once they kicked him out, they never got to play back there.
Yeah. That's fun. That's a neat idea. But also, it is kind of like, wouldn't it be more fun for it to be, you know, a concert venue?
Yeah. I don't know what, other than spending the night there, what you're supposed to do there, but it is now what it is. So if you are ever in Liverpool, that is an option for you.
Yeah. I'll have to take a look at the listing. I wonder how they have everything set up. And like, I wonder if it's meant to be, cause it, I don't know how big it is, but maybe it's meant to be like a,
you'd think if it was
a lot of people,
I don't know how big a venue is, but it turned into like four or five different little rooms. So I can't imagine
rooms.
You're staying mostly for the sake of saying you stayed and not for anything significant in the place itself.
Yeah. Yeah. Which makes me like, it would have been cool to see it turned into like a museum or something. Like, I don't know, to kind of preserve, I feel like, the integrity of what it was. But that's a cool idea, and I'm sure he's going to make a killing. So you go, Pete Best.
Well, at least he's making some money. I know he was cut out of a lot of fortune and royalties over the years. And so best of luck to you, Pete.
Yeah. also in the news, Paul McCartney's One Hand Clapping film is coming to theaters. There are also two new documentaries about John Lennon. Daytime Revolution, about their week-long stint guest hosting Dick Cavett's TV show. And One to One, John plus Yoko, about the couple's move to New York City and their gig at Madison Square Garden in 1972. What is One Hand Clapping about?
Yeah, that was apparently a live in-studio, in Abbey Road studio, shortly after Band on the Run was released, when he got a new set of wings back. And it had been bootlegged for years and was going to be a TV special or something, and now they've finally released it as an album, and they're putting the movie out in theaters. Apparently everything's coming out to theaters now, so.
Yeah.
Also, finally being released on streaming is George's concert for Bangladesh, so. Of course, streaming audio, not, you can't find it on Netflix or anything, which is too bad, but you can at least listen to it on Spotify and whatnot.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I'm glad that that's coming around. What is because I feel like I've heard the phrase one hand clapping before. Is that in one of his songs or something?
I think it's just like a Zen cone or something that's supposed to clear your mind or something, but.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like a couple of songs he never performed anywhere else that are on there. Something called Soily. It's just a horrible name, but you know.
Gotcha.
It's a pretty good, you know, snapshot of Paul in this pre Venus and Mars period when he's had Jeff Britton, the Kung Fu Black Belt, as their drummer.
Hmm. Oh, that's cool. Okay. And then these two John documentaries. Are they coming out like on streaming, or they're like talking about making them?
Oh no, they like one's coming out to a festival like this weekend or something, but they're both going to be in theaters. They're both about the same time period too, just different parts of it. So it's kind of interesting that as much as the Sometime in New York City album doesn't get a lot of love, that period of their, you know, it was the album they pushed the hardest on media and whatnot, doing concerts and this weird co-hosting stint on Dick Cavett, which I don't know if you've watched it, but that meme of Chuck Berry giving the side eye to Yoko Ono comes from that.
Oh.
And yeah, they.
That's what that's from?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it was like.
That's so funny.
The 1970s equivalent of like the Rosie O'Donnell show or something. And
okay.
John and Yoko were in their most, you know, militant revolutionary period, so they were inviting like Black Panthers and members of the Yippies and whatnot onto TV to pick out the phone book and call random people and tell them they love them. It is wild. So yes, I'm glad there's a documentary being made about it.
Yeah, I'll have to look. That's so funny. I'll have to look into that. And I love that meme you were talking about in that clip of Yoko like starting to scream into the mic. And then they like turn her down. Chuck Berry is like, what?
Yeah, I don't think Chuck Berry was warned in advance. And
yeah, oh, that's funny.
Should wrap it up for the news segment.
Yep.
Tune in next month. We're going to be talking about Batch. Oof, what are we up to? Six now.
Six, yeah. What year is Batch Six? What year are we into?
About 1975. So we got John's oldies album, Rock and Roll, which took a while to finish, and Paul's Venus and Mars, which was also took a while to finish, but for different reasons. And George put out Extra Texture, so that's is it a step up from Dark Horse at least?
I don't think so. Okay, to be fair, I have not given it, I would say, like, a listen all the way through with an open mind, which I will, going into this, I will give it a listen all the way through with an open mind.
Yeah.
But the pieces that I have heard thus far is, like, this was, like, a, and I'm sure we'll talk about it more in the next episode, but this was, like, a, I think, a record company commitment album, right? Like, he had to fulfill a contract. Is that right? Am I making that up?
It was the very last album released on Apple Records, and there's been a lot of speculation.
I think he like had to fulfill a contract, like, so he just like,
yeah, for whatever reason. Yeah, it's a. We'll get into it, but this is, I think, the batch of albums that have the least in common with each other. I mean,
yeah,
Paul's going forward with Wings, John's going back with the Rock and Roll
oldies.
Yeah,
because chronologically, it was recorded before Walls and Bridges.
Half of it was. It's one of those things where, Phil Spector, shockingly, was crazy and took the tapes halfway through. So,
shocker.
We'll get into the more of the specifics, but John had to like wait a year and then finish it off himself. So,
yeah, I again am going in with an open mind because what batch was it? I think it was four. What was it? Maybe three. Whatever. Which I think it was four. Had like Sometime in New York City and
Wildlife and all that. Yeah.
Wildlife, yeah. Which I went in as like, oh, like, you know, this is going to be weird. None of these songs kind of match together. But it ended up being a really interesting discussion and a very interesting album that came out of it. So,
yeah. I mean, definitely John's album is interesting to talk about if it's not interesting to listen to, if nothing else. So you'll definitely have to tune in next month for our podcast discussion of that.
Yep.
And
thanks for joining us today.
Yes. And tune in next week. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button, because that's how it works, smashing.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you on the flip side.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.